Chief John Rockefeller is so excited that Congress would not have authorized the Iraq invasion, and it named that pre-war intelligence on the alleged threat posed by Saddam Hussein was misleading and exaggerated. The statement came following the Senate Intelligence Committee report on the CIA's deeply flawed information leading up to the war. Rockefeller, the ranking Democrat on the committee, said that the failure set forth in the report will affect U.S. national security for generations to come, that the country's credibility and standing have never been lower, and that as a result of the Iraq invasion based on falsehoods, the U.S. has fostered a deep hatred of Americans and the Muslim world that will only grow. At the same time, like other Democrats, Rockefeller said he was disappointed and frustrated that the panel didn't look into the exaggerated claims of the Iraqi threat. The report, which was to be released last year but was held up due to the hearing, is to be published in two phases, with the White House being spared greater scrutiny for 3 years. The second part of the report may not be published until after the presidential election takes place in November. Views attached to the report, Democrats made clear that a continued investigation is a necessity. Among other partisan disagreements, the Republican-led committee concluded that analysts were not pressured to change or taper their views to support arguments for the invasion of Iraq. Several Democratic lawmakers pointed out that some intelligence analysts told the committee that they felt the need to emphasize some pieces of evidence at the expense of others, and what was perceived as a form of pressure. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein said that his report does not acknowledge that the intelligence estimates were shaped by the Bush administration, and that this is a question that remains open and needs more careful scrutiny. Vincent Canestrero, a former chief of operations in the CIA's counter-terrorist unit, said the report ignores the fact that the Bush administration had already taken a strategic decision to go to war before they asked for the intelligence. Canestrero said repeated questioning of reports downplaying Iraq's arsenal and links with Al-Qaeda by Vice President Dick Cheney and other senior officials led to an atmosphere in which the CIA leadership and analysts bent over backwards to find evidence that conformed to the administration's views.